You turn to hymn 31, please. This hymn by Joachim Neander, who was born in Bremen, Germany, in 1650. He was born into a well-respected and well-educated family, but we're told he squandered his student days in pleasure-seeking and riotous living. In July 1670, at the age of 20 then, a new pastor arrived at St. Martin's Church in Bremen, and Joachim and two like-minded students decided to attend the church one Sunday to hear him preach. It was with the intention of criticizing and ridiculing him. But Joachim didn't bargain for the intervention of the Holy Spirit, and the sermon spoke to his heart and led to his conversion. The following year, he became a tutor to five young sons of a wealthy merchant. He went on, 3 years later, to be appointed rector of the Latin school in Düsseldorf, which was run by the Reformed Church there, before returning to Bremen, where he became the assistant pastor of St. Martin's Church, where he was converted. His ministry was brief, because he died at the early age of 30 from consumption, just a few months after he wrote this hymn. Let's sing to God's saving grace, hymn number 31, Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of Creation.